welcome to Home Group, and I want to say Merry Christmas. My name is Greg Stevens. I hope you have had a wonderful Christmas day. It's not over yet, and I want to tell you we're taking an abbreviated Home Group tonight to just talk about everything Christmas. Why are we celebrating? Have you been celebrating today? What is there to celebrate? Seems like the unsaved world will celebrate anything and in any way. The definition of celebrate is this: a time of happiness due to joyful or a monumentous event. And that event then is celebrated and remembered every year. We say this all the time, that Jesus is the reason for the season, and that is true. But in some ways, it's kind of lost its luster because it's just really generic. We need a bigger picture of God's purpose. And to understand the celebration of Christmas, you have to understand what was the purpose of Jesus and what happened beyond just our traditions of decorating. Teach that all the time, that tradition alone can't get you there, but you have to have a revelation, a working knowledge of what Christmas is. And celebrating Christmas, you got to understand the purpose and the part of it. It's more than just a baby born in a manger, and shepherds and angels and Christmas parties and pageants. And tonight, we're going to discuss with our host, we're going to discuss Christmas. Let me introduce everybody to my right. Michelle, my wife, welcome back.
Thank you.
Terry Bailey, Dr. Gene Bailey, John Jester, and Brittany Jester. Guys, hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for coming out on Christmas night.
Well, you know.
I guess, if you got to.
Everything Christmas. What Christmas memories? What do you do? How do you celebrate?
How do I celebrate, or a memory?
Either one.
Okay, let me tell you a memory. This is absolutely not spiritual. But I remember waking up at my parents' house, obviously, as a child, sneaking downstairs, knew which steps to step over.
Were the creaky ones, right?
Knew which ones to step over. Because my dad went ears sure. like a hawk, you know. So anyway, so I went down.
Found, never seen a hawk with ears.
I know. I found everything, came back upstairs, stepped over everything, went and told my sister what she got. Made it all the way back to my room, got in my bed, and Dad said, "What are you doing in there? You better get back to bed."
You better anyway, get to bed. So are you, you were Christmas morning then?
Yes, that was Christmas.
Some people aren't. Some people are Christmas.
Well, mine was, Christmas Eve was my grandparents and all the extended family. Okay. Christmas morning was my immediate family.
But have you ever heard of Christmas Adam?
Christmas what?
Christmas Adam.
Yeah, we do Christmas Adam.
We do Christmas
okay,
Adam.
Okay, no, this is... Okay. Have you heard of this?
No.
Have you?
It's a thing, guys.
It's the day before Christmas Eve.
That's what we did growing up.
Yeah,
we always
like
got
came up with.
One family...
No,
like we had one family gift.
Okay, wait now. This, wait,
one family gift and all the children got pajamas. So we do that with our children now, too.
We open our Christmas jammies.
And that is the day that we got to sleep under the Christmas tree. Because Christmas Eve.
What, you slept under the Christmas tree?
We slept under the Christmas tree in our new Christmas pajamas.
Like to electrocute somebody.
Yeah, they make those good Christmas trees now. Back in the day, you sleep on live wires. But now.
So now the secret's
out. You got a glow about you.
The glory came.
I've never heard of that.
Now the secret's out. Everybody's going to do it.
Christmas Adam.
Yeah, that's when you wear your Christmas jammies. That's right.
And my Christmas jammies.
So this is the
Eve. You do your Christmas
Eve. Yes.
Okay. But so the girls only get them.
The girls only get them every year.
Oh, man, I got like your sweater is a moose sweater. I got moose pajamas, man.
Maybe somebody's getting Christmas jammies.
Is he getting moose jammies?
No.
You got to send me a picture if he's getting moose jammies.
I was Angel Gabriel. I was raised Catholic, and we had midnight mass.
Right.
Yeah. Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy.
Was that you?
I had a white long robe with a halo and gold wings.
And the halo stayed.
Oh.
Good job.
Michelle?
I just remember traditions growing up where I grew up in an Assembly of God church, and so we used to get, after the Christmas Eve service...
Did you get that thing of fruit?
Yes, we used to get the bag, the brown bag, and in the brown bag was the apple, the orange, a bunch of nuts I could never open, and some candy. And so that was one of my
ribbon candy.
Oh. It was my favorite.
A whole box?
No, just in a little... Everybody got a bag on their way out.
Okay. Yep, that's right. Yeah. I remember that. I hadn't thought about that in years.
Well, we're talking about that. We're talking now about the traditions rather than Jesus the reason for the season. You got us close there with Gabriel.
And with Gabriel. I'm half Polish. So they have, seriously, from Poland, they send hosts that are this size, okay? And it's got like the nativity scene, and you break it, and you have communion.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's interesting.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm. That's very cool. Okay, so we know what happened, that Jesus had been prophesied from the very beginning, going back to Genesis. Mm-hmm. God is going to reinvade the earth. We got a clip here. It's clip 4 from Brother Copeland when he talks about what happened to this teenage girl named Mary. Watch this. We'll be right back.
Now, do you remember what happened with Mary, the mother of Jesus? The Holy Spirit came and hovered over her. The Word of God, literally, the Word became flesh. One translation said, the Word took upon itself flesh and dwelt among us. That Word of God was the sperm, the seed, the sower soweth the Word. Huh? That was the seed, and the Holy Spirit hovered over this young girl, and there was conceived in her a holy, holy, holy thing. Amen? We were born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. The seed of our new birth was exactly the same incorruptible seed that brought Jesus into this world. Exactly the same. There's no difference in them. One's not big and the other one little. No. It's exactly the same Word. He was born from above, we're born from above. And when you heard that Word and faith came, oh, my, the same Holy Spirit hovered over your physical body and inside your spirit, a holy new creature was born.
Amen. God, so, see, when you, a new creature was born in you as well. He's the first begotten of many brethren. That holy place is inside of us now.
Yeah.
We have
that
holy of holies inside of us that he resides in. Mm-hmm. But man, the dedication of that girl.
Yeah.
Be it unto me.
Yeah.
According to
that's
your
her
word.
Faith. Mm-hmm. That
absolutely.
Was her faith. So
now,
but we receive the same way, right? By faith, we receive the new birth. So she did it the same way we do it.
Well,
it was just different.
That's the significance of him being the Word made flesh, right? Be it unto me as according to your
word.
That's like he said, that was the seed that brought forth Jesus. It was the Word in her.
Now, the interesting thing, you can do the math on it, and we won't take the time. It gets a little boring. It's kind of a little nerdy. based upon John, his cousin, when John was born, his father was a priest and Gabriel comes and based upon all of that, you can figure out he was probably conceived during Hanukkah. The Feast of Lights. The light of the world came into her.
Yes.
And it's called the Feast of Dedication, where you dedicate the temple.
Mm-hmm.
She dedicated herself to carrying the seed of God.
So what we actually celebrate is the conception, not the birth.
He was not born on the 25th.
No.
But,
Tabernacles.
Right? But
why do we celebrate on the 25th?
Well, the world chose that. The church chose that several hundred years later. But we celebrate it. It became a significant day in history. Mm-hmm. There's so many significant things that happened on December 25th because it's associated with him.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, you know, Christmas is pagan and all that. I get that. But because of who it's associated with, it's special.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same thing with us.
It is.
Because we're associated with him, your life just became significant.
Yeah, that's right.
Because you're associated with him.
That's good.
It's a good story. It's a great thing that God invaded the world. The angels came in this thing. Mm-hmm. We know what they did. They were in the skies.
Right.
You know, in a minute, we're going to read the story. So I'll get you to get your Bible with us and read it. Brother Copeland said something in one of his clips here, and I didn't realize this, that after the fall, the angels left the earth. They had to. Mm. Couldn't be here.
Mm.
And they would only come in on assignment. Matter of fact, I think, what is that? That's clip number one. Let's just go ahead. Let me just take the time.
Yeah.
Set this up. Brother Copeland talked about this, that the angels were in the sky that night because they couldn't be in the earth.
Wow.
Now they come into the earth on the day of Pentecost. Clip one, Brother Copeland, watch this.
That's what's so exciting to heaven. Those angels out there, that day, that one of the reasons they got so excited, see, folks, they were created to come into this earth and minister for those that are heirs of salvation. They were to come into this earth and be part of this whole operation together with man. As mankind grew in the earth and God's earth became like the garden spot of the universe and all that, but that got cut off short. And when Satan took it over, the angels that didn't follow him had to leave. And later you see Jacob's ladder and things like that through special assignments, angels would come and so forth. But on the day of Pentecost, glory to God, they came back with the Holy Spirit in all of their place in this earth. Are they not all sent forth? Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 2 explains this and points it out. Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those that are heirs of salvation? They're here. This room is full of them right now because of those that are assigned to us and assigned to these broadcasts. And your angel is there with you right now.
Amen.
That's exciting.
Wow. Call them right now. Amen. Right now where you're at, they're there.
That's
with
right.
you, because that's the sound of that rushing mighty wind.
Right.
Mm. Was that angels flooding back into this atmosphere. My God.
Wow.
And things are different now.
Yeah.
Wow. Because he's resident in us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And resident in you. This doesn't have to be the loneliest day on the
that's
earth.
Right.
This could be a celebration day for all of us, because this is the day that the world chose to celebrate them. What I think is very interesting, because, you know, the gift-giving thing is a big deal. For me, back in the day, it was I wanted to get stuff. What was your favorite? My favorite thing was that little, you're too young for this.
Am I?
That little plug-in football thing that had the little guys that vibrated.
Oh,
yeah, a little vibrating table thing. Yeah.
That was cool.
I wanted that.
I didn't get it. I wanted it.
The Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was awesome.
And I had the Minnesota Vikings.
Kind of would like to have that now.
Yeah. I bet you make a lot of money on eBay with that right now.
Yeah, that little vibrating football thing.
Yeah,
that was the thing, man. I wanted that rascal. And but
I remember those. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
you saw it in an antique shop one time or something.
Yeah, yeah, well, by the window. No, I'm serious. I knew some people who had them. You put your little men out there.
Investment wise, that's funny, because somebody was talking about an investment that will always hold is if you had brand new toys. Okay, and you had them boxed up because there's emotion, much emotion with the toys that people will pay anything to go back to to that time, like the vibrating football.
Yeah, you know what makes them so valuable, right? Because no kid's going to leave their toy in a box.
Yeah.
But we're not going, threw the box away, forget the box. Right. I'm just trying to play with the toy, and now they want to
play
with
the box. Do you guys have a favorite thing?
Oh, yeah. My dad set up, it was the time when they had those kitchens. And I remember they had the burners.
Yes.
You put the batteries in, the burners turned
not
red.
Not the Easy Bake Oven one, is
oh,
it?
Where you actually I had that too.
With a light
but that
bulb.
Was frustrating because we used to spend so much time making those cookies. And you'd get them out and Dad would go, and they were gone.
They were this big. I mean.
But the big kitchen.
The big
and my sister was horrible. I have a sister that's 2 years older than me. And I liked everything so perfect. And I'd set up the kitchen and the pots and the fruits and everything. And she would go when I got it all cleaned up and she would mess it up.
It's preparing you for mother.
Yeah, yeah. The joys of Christmas, right?
Yeah. Michelle, any favorite thing?
Oh,
I don't know that I have a favorite. I just remember, you know, my parents were divorced. So for me, it was like I had two Christmases. Oh. So that was,
you did well.
I did well. So it wasn't ever a matter of what I did or didn't get. But truthfully, for me, it's just the family time, yeah, spending with them.
That's good.
I had a toy that I wanted.
What'd you want?
We couldn't afford it. I wanted a My Buddy.
My
I remember
Buddy?
My Buddy.
My buddy,
wherever I go, he goes. And so I wanted a My Buddy, and we couldn't afford a My Buddy. And so they
we found a stray
dog. Did you have a knockoff My Buddy?
Was there a generic My Buddy?
A dog that was just in the neighborhood. Nobody owned him. My dad went out there and got him and said, here, you name him Buddy. And so we named the dog Buddy. He went everywhere I went.
No
way. I used to put that dog in the swing and swing him. Just like My Buddy. I was like, it was great.
You know, you can get in trouble for that now.
Yeah, you can. But back in the day, you pick up a dog on the side of the road, nobody cared. No, so that was great. So
mine was probably a trampoline because my parents made it so fun for all of us. They did a scavenger hunt for it. So we had no idea. My dad and we used to have an exchange student that would, we would always have an exchange student from college. So this exchange student, my dad, in the middle of the night, set this thing up all night long.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And my mom made this scavenger hunt with notes all over our house, and we had no idea. It's probably the best surprise.
Nobody
we
went
ever
outside
had
and looked and saw
nobody,
it.
Nobody, none of us did it. We had, because we didn't know it was coming at all.
Somebody tries to
nobody
surprise
had asked
me on
for
Christmas
it.
Now.
It was just the best gift.
Somebody tries to surprise me on Christmas now, I go outside first. But maybe they got a car. Maybe they got me a car. I'm gonna go look there first.
Gene, you got one?
Hot Wheel Supercharger.
Oh,
nice.
Did it have the loopy thing?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, you have to have the loopy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Was this the one that you put in the thing and
shoot it out?
And it had a couple little rubber things, and
yeah,
it would just,
roll, spin,
and just zoom, throw it out there. Going. And it ran on these gigantic D-sized batteries.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But do you ever, any of you have G.I. Joes?
Oh, yeah. Real American Hero.
G.I. Joe and Barbie's at our house used to go on dates. He'd pick her.
My sister would do that, and I would get mad. My sister.
I had a little brother, and so he had the tank, and I had like the Barbie house and everything.
I used
and
to make
come
me
over
so mad.
Pick her up, and we go. They go out in the tank.
Oh Lord,
Gene, you need a tank.
Like a tank.
So my sister used to do that. It would make me so mad. G.I. Joe didn't go on dates with Barbie. You know, she did that all the time.
Really?
And so my
hilarious.
Listen, there's gonna be an archaeologist someday going to discover something because my little brother's 6-7 years younger than me. And so when we had battles or whatever and my G.I. Joes died, he buried them.
Huh?
He dug graves from, I don't know where they are. Someday somebody's going to dig up something in the yard and there's a whole bunch of really G.I. Joes in there. Okay, so the reason I started talking about because the wise men come and they bring gifts to Jesus of gold and frankincense and myrrh. A lot of people think that Mary and Joseph were broke. They weren't broke.
No.
As a matter of fact, it says that there was no room for them in the inn, which tells me they went to the inns. The man had money.
He was trying to find a room.
To find a room.
That's true. Right. Yeah.
Not to mention there was just three. There were three gifts. That doesn't mean that there were just three people.
That's right.
Oh no,
right?
No. There was it was
so,
an army.
So it was a whole entourage. That's just the three gifts that were brought. But the whole entourage. I got into this conversation because I have a nativity scene and there's only two dudes, but there's a camel. And I'm like, where's my other dude? I was like, well, he didn't come with another dude. You only got, I got two dudes and a camel. And I'm like, I guess the camel can carry some stuff. I don't know. But it just illustrates the point that there weren't just three people.
Right.
You know, there were three gifts, but the wise men, I mean, there's an entourage of people showing up.
Actually,
and a lot of stuff.
Actually, it was an army. I mean, it was because if you know where they came from,
they read the prophecies of Daniel. That's why they stopped with Herod. Right?
Right.
Like, and Herod freaked out.
Exactly. Well,
to the point that he killed babies under the age of two.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because a natural history between Rome and where these people come from, there's a natural war history with them.
Right.
That goes back 400 years. And so it freaked Herod out when they showed up. And they're not going to send three wise guys in there. I mean, it was a full entourage that showed up.
Yeah,
and that's why God intervened and got on that. But they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and each one speaks to something. Gold, deity. Mm-hmm. Frankincense is what's used in the priestly office.
That's right.
Part of the incense. Mm-hmm. So frankincense speaks to his priestly nature.
That's right.
And myrrh is the embalming spices.
That's right.
Now, in the book of Revelation, they're mentioned again with Jesus, and they will bring gold and frankincense to him, but not myrrh.
Not myrrh.
Why?
Because he ain't dead.
It's already been done.
That's right.
Wow. He's not so
going
amazing.
Back. He's not going back there.
That's right.
It was accomplished once and for all, and wow. I'm grateful.
Amen.
For his priestly work and his kingly work in that thing.
That's good.
Amen. More Christmas thoughts about the story.
Yeah, just the if you really sit back and read, you know, your Bible is an interesting book. Mm-hmm. It's an interesting book, but it's not just a book. It's the Word of God. But if you sit there and you read your Bible, it lights something in your imagination mm-hmm. to make these stories come alive. And you just got to give yourself permission to read it with a little bit of Holy Ghost on the inside of you, telling you that, hey, this is bigger than just what you think it is in your natural mind. You got to give yourself. That's why we have an imagination. It gives us the ability to see things the way God sees things if we submit our imagination to the Holy Ghost, right?
The whole fact that she had to be born of a virgin.
Exactly.
And see, all of these prophecies, really, the prophets prophesied him into the world.
Yes, they did.
All of these prophecies built upon each other. Mm-hmm. And it goes all the way back to the time of Moses because there was a blood curse on David's line. But God had promised David, from your line, would somebody rule, mm-hmm. a king would rule. Mm-hmm. And then there's a guy that's in David's line and God put a curse on him and said, you'll never have children. Nobody will ever rule from. I think Satan had a big happy spell right there. Well, I got him.
The plan, the way that things had to be arranged for things to happen the way they happen, is nothing short of a miracle.
Well, this is why there's two genealogies in the Gospels, because it shows two different things. So it goes back to if Mary's line and Joseph's line are both given, because there's a lady in the time of Moses there's a guy named Zelophehad, and he had daughters. Mm-hmm. And the daughters had no inheritance because their dad had died. And so what do? And Moses inquires of the Lord, and it became known as the Zelophehad exception. And what that means is this. If a girl is not married and there's no sons, the father dies, if she marries within the tribe, then she gets an inheritance. Mm-hmm. Hmm. And that's exactly what Mary did. This is why the angel goes to Joseph and says, what's happening to her is of God, marry her. And she marries within the tribe. And so if you look at the genealogies from David are exactly the same, except Joseph's side is Solomon. And from Solomon goes down to this guy that has the curse on him. Mm-hmm. So nobody from there can go forward. But on Mary's side of the family tree, it's David and what was her name? He was married to Solomon's mom is
Bathsheba.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bathsheba's other son is Nathan. And Mary's line comes from Nathan, a son of David, mm-hmm. who doesn't have the curse on him. So Jesus can legally be born mm-hmm. without the curse because he will become the curse mm-hmm. for you and I.
Yeah.
5 minutes. Wow. Great stuff. Just the intricacies. And why do I get into all that boring stuff? Because if he's ever made a promise to you and he's that faithful to make sure it came to pass in the life of Jesus, he's going to make sure it comes pass.
Yeah. What, no matter what he has to rearrange or change or what needs to be altered.
Because he watches over his word
to perform it.
That's and the right. word is in you. And if he's given you a word, it's got to come to pass.
Amen.
And I want you to get your faith ready for this coming year for God to perform mm-hmm. in your life.
That's what Christmas is about. It's about your faith.
So we were talking about our presents. My favorite thing now is to watch you open your presents or watch the kids.
The kids. Yeah. The kids
watch. It's changed for me.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, that's right. True.
And I take joy in that. So I want you to know that God takes joy in blessing you.
Amen.
And watching you be blessed.
That's right.
I want us to take some time and we have 4 minutes left to read this story. And would you do that?
Sure.
Brittany, we'll start with you. Just listen to the Christmas story. Join with us from where? Luke chapter 2.
Luke chapter 2. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world would be taxed. This was the first registration when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he is one of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn.
And in that vicinity, there were shepherds living out under the open sky in the field, watching in shifts over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord flashed and shone all about them, and they were terribly frightened. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the town of David a Savior, who is Christ the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you, by which you will recognize him. You will find, after searching, a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Then suddenly there appeared with the angel an army of the troops of heaven, a heavenly knighthood, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men with whom he is well pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing, saying that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste, and by searching found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known what had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it were astounded and marveled at what the shepherds told them. But Mary was keeping within herself all these things and sayings, weighing and pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them.
Wow. You can't read that enough, guys.
No.
The anointing that's on there. We've got about a minute left. Gene, any thoughts?
You know what stood out to me this time reading it is that he cares about it so much that he said there'll be a sign. Mm. There's a sign. Mm. And this is how you'll know. And I think that's the thing that's so cool about God is he gives us signs so that we know what to look for.
Signposts along the way.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen. John?
That's right. Anything? You know, and it's up to us to look for those signs. Be aware of them. Look for them in your family. Yeah. Look for them in the people that you love. God always gives you a sign of his love.
Can you take 30 seconds to pray for?
Absolutely. Father, we love you so much. Thank you for this glorious day. God, thank you for the birth of your son.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you that we have the ability to welcome him into our hearts. And Lord, we are excited about what you're going to do, the gift of 2020.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We pray that your celebration of Christmas has been wonderful and that you've learned a little more about Christmas story that maybe you didn't know before. Coming up next, there's a very special Revival Radio Christmas edition show. You won't want to miss that. Don't forget, Brother Copeland is live right here on the network and at Eagle Mountain Church New Year's Eve. Don't miss that. God loves you.
Yeah,
we love you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.